Our next caller is Delbert from West Virginia, who wants to talk about installing a French drain, also known as a curtain drain. Delbert, how can we help you?
Curtain drain, I've never heard of it called that.
Well, you know, Delbert, Leslie is a graduate of the French Culinary Institute, so she knows all about French drains.
When I bought the house, they've said that there was a French drain put in underneath the floor.
Right.
Anyways, I got leaking, so I dug out the whole foundation.
Well, wait a minute. Why did you dig up your foundation? What caused you to want to put shovel the dirt for this?
I had water come into my basement about 3 times.
Okay. And did it happen after heavy rainstorms?
Yes.
All right. Well, you don't need a French drain. Okay. You don't need it. Wrong approach. Let me tell you what's going on. If your basement floods consistent with rainfall, it's not a rising water table. It's basically the water that is surrounding your foundation perimeter is not being diverted away from the building. So it's soaking in through the foundation and ending up causing a flood. So you don't need to put drain tile and pipes and dig up foundations and break up concrete floors and all the other crazy things that people do when they get flooded basements. Those are not waterproofing systems, Delbert. Those are water evacuation systems. And what we always tell people to do is to look outside, start outside first, because that's where the water originates. Leslie?
Yeah, Delbert, you want to make sure that the grading of your property slopes away from your foundation, and you want to go down about 6 inches over 4 feet. So make sure everything goes away from the foundation. There's a couple things you want to do up top as well. Make sure that your gutters are always clean, because if they're overflowing or filled with debris, when water hits it, it's not going to run into the downspout. It's going to just sort of spill over and get directly into your foundation area, which you don't want. And you want to make sure that your downspouts are not depositing the water directly into your foundation area. You want to make sure that they run at least 3 feet away from your house itself so that the water gets as far away from that foundation wall as it can.
But the problem is the hillside in front of the house is almost the same level, well, one story tall.
Okay, so do you have a slope into your house, Delbert?
Right, down the...
All right, now that's an opportunity for a curtain drain. And what a curtain drain is, if you position it at the bottom of the hill, it's a trench that's about 12 inches wide and 12 inches deep, in which you have perforated pipes surrounded by gray gravel with a little bit of grass on top of it. The idea there is so that the water runs down the hill, falls into that curtain drain after it's installed,
and diverts it away from your foundation.
Exactly. So that's part of that more water management. But the idea of digging down around the foundation and putting in drains is the wrong place to do that. You want to basically capture that water before it gets close to your house. Do you follow me?
Right, right.
And then run it around. If you manage the water, you're not going to have a leaky basement problem, guaranteed.
Okay.
All right, and don't forget about those gutters. Make sure those gutters are properly maintained, because that's critical as well. And get those downspouts out a few feet. Just manage that water. That's the secret to preventing a wet basement. Delbert, thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.